Hello and welcome to episode 5 of the 8 week lean bootcamp. Got a mega one for you tonight, all right, or today, wherever you're listening, whatever time you're listening to it. All right, we're going to be going through the nutritional hierarchy with the 8 week lean banging nutritionist, Sarah Bennett. Sarah, are you here?
I am. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
Good, thank you. Yes, very good.
Good, good. It's good, isn't it? I can't wait. Okay, so before we get started, what I'll do is I'll give you a quick lowdown of Sarah. All right, Sarah's been with us in 8 week lean for about a year and a half now. Her nutritional...
Oh, has it been that long? Crikey. Okay.
It's absolutely flown, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nutritional content you bang out is absolutely amazing. It's some of the best nutrition stuff I've seen. You know, for people in a group, it's immense. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to go through the nutritional hierarchy or the nutritional pyramid. What I've noticed throughout this is we're all guilty of it as well, innit? But a lot of times we either look for the quick fix or we turn the nutritional pyramid on its head and we look for supplements for fat loss instead of the most important factors first. What do you reckon on that, Sarah?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think everybody's looking for that quick fix, aren't they? But unfortunately, it's all about patience and consistency, the boring stuff, the unsexy stuff. But people get this pyramid the other way around, don't they? They think they have to get things all at the things at the top, like the supplements and stuff like that, when actually none of that is going to work unless they've nailed the things at the bottom of the pyramid.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point, isn't it? Consistency is key, eh?
It's so boring, though.
It is, yeah. It is, but it is the most important factor in it. So, obviously, as we've said, that the majority of people end up, well, the majority, near enough all of us have done it at some point anyway, but we always look for the fat burners, the quick fixes, the detox pills, the skinny shits, skinny pills, sorry, I swore, detox teas, etc., and looking for that couple of pounds before a holiday to then bang it all back on. When we're looking into the nutritional pyramid, obviously, we look at the most important factors at the bottom, and these make up the core of the things we need to do day in, day out. Do you want to tell us what the most important factor is in this one, Sarah?
All right, then. I'll start off. So if you don't, the first thing at the bottom of the pyramid is habits, lifestyle choices, and your calories, your energy balance. So if you don't have the right habits and lifestyle choices, then you're just not going to be able to sustain it. You know, diets do work, whatever diet you want to do, whether it's some ridiculous shake diet. But, you know, once you've done your diet, once you come off your diet, if you haven't actually cemented the right habits or lifestyle choices, then you're just going to go back to your previous habits and you've not learned anything. So which is why so many people gain the weight back after they've lost it. They actually haven't formed the right habits of, you know, the person they want to be when they've lost weight or when they've become healthier. So yeah, habits are really important, and they don't have to be like massive life-changing habits. They can be, you know, quite small, you know, small choices, small things, like, you know, just being more active, eating more veg or eating less processed food. You know, sometimes it's all it takes is just a few small changes to your current lifestyle to improve your health. You know, people think they have to make these big massive changes, don't they? But it's not always about that. It doesn't always have to be complicated, is what you
exactly think, yeah. Keep it simple. Yeah, and that's one of the points as well, what you said a moment ago about making the changes to last long term. The amount of times we hear people saying, oh, you know, we've done ourselves, I can't wait to eat normal again. And, you know, the amount of people who go onto a diet and then we go, oh, I can't wait to eat normal foods again. That's a massive indicator that you're going to put the weight back on. Because if you're going into doing something and you're like, oh, I can't wait to eat normal again, I can't wait to add carbohydrates back in, oh, I can't wait to, you know, stop eating as clean all the time. If that's the factor of what you're going into, then, you know, that's showing that you, but what you're doing is only a short-term fix. So whereas We want to be building long-term habits, keep building those habits, include the foods what you do enjoy, not just cutting everything off and then going through utter hell. And as you just said about creating those habits, it's about making simple changes and consistently. Little change, little change, little change, little change, and over time it compounds into a big effect. And obviously and sorry, and lifestyle choices as well is, social aspects. Are you going to do this? Are you going to constantly do this? Are you going to make it fit your routine? And is it going to help you for the long term? Have you got any
Yeah,
more
exactly.
on that point?
Yeah, I mean, health and nutrition, we're not all about kale smoothies and chicken breasts and clean eating, which is a terrible term anyway. Having a balanced choice, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a balanced lifestyle, isn't it?
Yeah, the good old 80-20 rule.
Exactly.
Does
80% good, 20% do as we like.
exactly.
Okay, fair.
And also, sorry, also along that bottom, I was just going to touch on calories and energy balance.
Yeah.
And I think I know energy balance is a big topic, so I think we're going to talk about that at a later date as well, aren't we?
Yeah.
But briefly, I'm just going to talk about how, calories actually do matter. Even though you don't have to count calories, they do matter for health and body composition. So eat too many and you'll gain weight and put your health at risk. And eating less calories than you burn mean you'll lose weight. So that can improve your health markers as well. So, they are important and they do influence your actual long-term changes in body weights. And I think a lot of people kind of get all a bit, think there's too much emphasis on calories and we should just look at food quality instead, which is true. A calorie is just a measure of energy in our food and not, they're not all created equal because obviously they have different effects on the body. But we've got foods that have more nutrients and provide us with, vitamins and minerals and fiber and keep us full. And then there's the ones that are energy dense and contain a lot of calories and they're easy to overeat. So, you could, if you wanted to lose weight, you could eat nothing but Big Macs as long as you were eating less than you burn, but you'd probably feel terrible. But, calories are important. That's why they are on the bottom of the pyramid, along with, your habits, your lifestyle, keeping in within a calorie balance to,
Yeah, so
to, you know, the.
with that point, there's only one rule for fat loss. For those who, if there's any concerns, there's only one rule to fat loss, and that is you need to be in an energy deficit. So it doesn't matter
Yeah.
where it comes from, whether it's low fat, low carb, intermittent fasting, shake diets, as you just mentioned a moment ago. There is only one factor which drives fat loss, and that is being in an energy deficit. And then obviously the same as with being in to put weight on, you need to be in an excess. All right, so that completely throws out the water. I'm not going to touch too much onto myths today, but starvation mode. If you are not losing weight, you are not in a deficit. All right, and that's for the majority of people. Obviously, then it comes up to different types of medication, etc., as well. But for the vast majority, it's not your metabolism, and you're not in starvation mode. If you're not losing weight, you ain't in a deficit.
No,
No,
yeah.
exactly.
Energy balance. It's all about energy balance when it comes to weight, definitely.
Exactly. Are we happy on that point? Yeah.
What's the next one then?
The next one, obviously, we calories in versus calories out. Oh, we've already, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you want to touch on that
We've
one
done that.
today?
We're up to so yeah, the next I thought you were gonna give me the answer. No, right, we're up to the next one we're up to is macronutrients. So you got your food, which is made up of three macronutrients, protein, fat, and carbs. And what's the most important one?
Carbohydrates.
Protein.
Carbohydrates. Ah, what? Protein.
We bang on about it all the time. And it's not just for muscle builders. I think it gets a bit of a bro science rap, because increasing your protein is not about like eating boiled chicken and necking protein shakes.
Uh-oh.
It's important for everyone. It's essential, isn't it, for
Yeah.
every single cell in your body.
So
So.
on this, sorry, I thought you'd stop then. On this point, if I was going to quickly chuck this point in about protein, is on this point is, protein is the most important macronutrient, without a shadow of a doubt. The thing, we focus too much more so on carbohydrates, etc. The one we need to be focused on, especially women, because women seem to undereat protein, is without a shadow of a doubt, protein. Get it increased. If so your protein levels are low, then we want to be looking at, okay, where can I improve my protein intake? Where can I improve this? How can I do this? And out of these three macronutrients, protein is the one we need to be focusing on more because of all the other benefits. I'm not sure if you're going to go into the benefits now, of protein, but of all the other benefits what protein provides. So, and especially if you're vegetarian or vegan, you need to be a little bit more conscious on this one as well, because it seems to be really, really, really low. Sorry, Sarah, I just jumped in there.
No, that's fine. No, I mean, you could have another whole topic on protein as well. And just for people, if they don't know, that protein's in things like red meats, poultry, fish, eggs, dairy, and there's veggie forms of protein in beans and like your legumes, your beans, pulses, lentils, what have I missed? Tofu, corn, things like that. They're all your protein sources. So, and I mean, if you included a source of protein in every meal, then you would probably be getting adequate protein without, the need for supplementing. But, you can have a whey protein supplement, especially if you resistance train or if you're older, elderly. Because that's important as you get older. You need to you lose muscle mass, don't you? So, and it's not the fact that you it's the fact that you don't utilize the protein that you eat as well when you're older. So it's even more important to have that, have a high protein diet.
Yeah, exactly. See, there was one thing I can't remember where I heard this years and years ago, was imagine filling a tap up, not a tap, you don't fill taps up. Imagine filling a sink up with water and then pulling a plug, and then you turn on the tap to try and keep the water full. That's but the water inside the sink as it's going out down the hole and then also coming in is your protein inside your body. It's always being used, it's always being turned over, so you always need to keep replenishing it. And
That's an
obviously
interesting analogy.
it was
I
that
said that's an interesting analogy. I've not heard that one.
it's good, isn't it? I made it up
Yeah.
myself. I didn't really. And then also as well is obviously with protein is if you want good hair, you want good skin, you want good nails, you want to be healthy, you don't want to get ill as much, is you need to be increasing that protein intake. It's not all about our protein for guns, protein for gains. Like it is, it will stop you getting sick as much. It'll make your nails stronger, make your hair stronger, make your skin better as well. There's so many different benefits, and obviously it helps with the bones. So many different benefits of protein, what people are missing out on, and then going, oh look, I need to get me look younger cream, etc. And while the protein intake is so low, focus on getting that
Yeah.
protein up. And out of the three macronutrients, it's definitely the most important.
Yeah, and I think it gets a bit of a bad rap because of the whole, proteins for building muscle and all that kind of thing, but it's also preserving the muscle you've got.
Yeah,
So,
exactly.
yeah. Yeah. All right. So
Exactly.
let's move on from protein. And the other two, fats and carbs, they're also important. So also important to include, definitely you can, I mean, carbs aren't absolutely essential for life like protein and fats are, but let's face it, they're in all the nice foods. If you want to have a low carb diet and that suits you, then go for it. Nobody's going to tell you not to. But they're good for energy, and fats are good obviously for your hormones and other body processes. But so that's that one. That's macronutrients. So the next one up the pyramid is food choices.
Food choices. Oh, the best
So
part.
I mean, this is obvious, isn't it? Like the quality of your food is going to help your
Yeah.
overall health. But you don't need to restrict foods. You don't need to. There's no foods that are good and bad. This is I get so many people talking about good and bad foods and having this morality value on on a food and, saying they're a bad person for eating a donut or something. So it's really important to not kind of put that kind of, it's food and it's good food. There's good and bad diets, sure, but one cheeseburger is not going to make you unhealthy, just like one salad isn't going to make you healthy. So what matters is your food choices as a whole over time. So you have, of course, you have foods that have more nutrients in them, so they're more nutrient dense, and then you have foods which are less nutrient dense, but you can have both of those in a diet. 80-20 rule.
That's it.
80% more nutrient dense food, 20% whatever the hell you want.
Yeah, focus the majority of your nutrition on plants, high protein, decent food quality, and then the rest of it as you are to be able to maintain a diet for long term. Because let's be honest, nobody's going to be able to stick a full diet of being clean or whatever we interpret clean as being. Just like for me, going a low carb diet is I can't think of anything worse. I cannot think of anything worse because I love eating sweets. I love eating chocolate. I like a drink. And if if I had to cut all of those, it'd be hell. Whereas you can have the happy medium. All right, I eat mostly healthy. I have a bit of bad food, whatever. What we,
Don't call it bad
but
food, Rob. It's not bad food.
I'm only calling it this when people. Oh, I'm sorry. And then 20% of the foods what I enjoy. Let's put it that way. But and it's the same with anyone. Anything people go, oh, I don't like salad. You will like it. It's like, I don't like
Or
bread.
find something you do like. Find something that's, I mean, there are so many different vegetables and plants out there that you can have. Find something you do like.
But it's just building that habit as well, isn't it? Let's be honest, it is building. I didn't like olives, and I said about 2 months ago, didn't I? That I started eating olives every day because everyone raves about how good they are. So I was like, do you know what? I want to see what everyone's raving about. Olives solidly for 21 days, 26 days, maybe a month. And I actually like them now. I had a pack of olives earlier. So it does work, when people go, oh, I don't like this. I don't, it's because a lot of times it's just a change. It's a complete change to what you're used to, and it's just getting used to it. And then you bear through it, you push through, and then finally you start to like it.
Isn't that like classic exposure therapy, psychology 101?
Yeah.
Expose yourself something to something long enough, then you'll start to, they say I should do that about spiders. I'm like, no, thank you.
Oh God, imagine that.
But
Imagine
yeah, so
having to sit there every day with putting spiders on you.
no, thank you. I'd rather just not like them. But yeah, so I think it's really important that you don't have to cut out foods of your diet just to be healthy. And that's any food. It's not even, if you like it, eat it, but not all the time and not too much, because too much of any food isn't going to be good for you. But don't take away the joy of eating because you think it's unhealthy or bad for you, because it's not. And context is important. And we're meant to have food for, social occasions and celebrations and comfort. And all this is totally fine and totally normal. So, but just making sure you have that balance, that word again, balance.
Exactly. Some foods are better for your target, other foods are not as good. All right. But like a dial, you turn it up, turn it down, turn it up, turn it down. Some points you may need to reduce, and then other points you can increase. We happy with that one, food choices?
So what's next?
Oh,
Next is
best one, activity.
this is your area.
But a little bit.
So being active. And this doesn't mean spending hours and hours in the gym. It's like what you do outside of your planned activity, if you're going for a run or going to the gym, is way more important, because that's an hour out of the day and you're probably awake for another 14 hours.
Yeah,
So
exactly.
it's the things like, walking and shopping and moving around the house and being busy and even things like fidgeting. So
Yeah.
just being more active in general, walking to the shops instead of driving, parking further away, going up the escalator or the stairs instead of, not the escalator, Yeah, going up the stairs instead
Yeah.
of the escalator.
Look at the escalator instead of the stairs because a server told me to get my knees up. What are you doing? What are you doing on that
No.
escalator? Well, I'm fidgeting.
Yeah. Fidgeting's a funny one, isn't it? Because people do it unconsciously, and it's actually something you can't really change about yourself. You can't make yourself fidget more. But
I fidget a
yeah.
lot.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm always more. You've seen me on my videos. I'm always moving my hands and I'm always dancing around.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I've got happy hands. So exactly. So little things you can do to increase your daily activity or daily movement. All right. So daily movement's going to have, as Sarah just said, a bigger impact on one, your health, because it means you're not sitting down all the time, and two, also your calorie expenditure through knee and through your movement. So little takeaway, little tips, as Sarah said, about taking the stairs, because all you need to do is go to any shopping center and you see there's a queue for the escalator and the stairs are dead. Straight up the stairs, you're done before everyone else. Little things like parking away further in the shopping center. These are all, easy things and simple, but adds maybe a little, maybe a minute onto your day maximum, and you're going to get more benefit when these stats get compounded over time. Walking upstairs, the escalators, getting up every hour if you've got a desk job, and going for a walk around the office or around the living room if we're still on lockdown. Doing, adding in planned exercise, adding in planned walks. There's loads and loads of different things, and obviously you need to be doing resistance training on top of this. Everybody should be doing resistance training, but I'm going to go into this in a further podcast, but resistance training to hold on to that muscle mass or to build it.
Okay, so that's that's important. Now we have my favorite topic, which I think actually should this is sleep. I'm a real geek about the power of sleep, even though I actually don't get enough myself, but I'm working on that. But
Like
I
about
actually think
four.
this can actually go on the bottom as well, because it's part of, a lifestyle thing, isn't it? Because I think people underestimate the benefits of sleep. I mean, I know I did. Oh, I haven't got time for that, or they're burning the candle at both ends because they're trying to get stuff done. I mean, we're both now advocates of getting up early, aren't we? Which is, it's strange for me because I've never been a morning person, but now I'm that really boring person that gets up early and goes to bed early, rock the
Hold
boat,
on a
right?
minute. What's boring about getting up
Well,
early?
because it means you can go to bed early.
See, no, I only have about
You get
four.
enough sleep.
I only have about 4 or 5 hours sleep. I do. I went to bed last night. I'm not even gonna lie. I might swear. In fact, I won't swear. But I went to bed at about 10:30 last night. Tipped up for a session this morning and walked in. And the last hour of training, she went, "You look a bag of." And I was like, "What? Your eyes are well puffy." And I was like, "It's because I had loads of sleep last night. So if I have too much sleep, I look worse than if I only have an hour and a half. Now, if I have between 4 and maybe 6 hours maximum, I'd say, yeah, 6 is max. I'm on fire the next day. If I have any more, I'm in clip."
Well, you must be an outlier then. Do you know that you don't know you're sleep deprived when you're sleep deprived? But like, n you don't know how
Sounds like
actually drunk you are until someone shows you the video. It's true. You don't know that you're sleep deprived. You think you're okay, but actually, yeah, you're sleep deprived.
Yeah, well, if I have
Anyway.
a couple of hours, I'm literally bouncing around. Literally, I'm like a jack in the box. Ooh.
Anyway, you're not helping. You're not helping. I'm trying to
Sorry,
tell people
sorry,
here
sorry, sorry.
that you need at least 7 hours sleep a night
I'll work on
to
that one today.
function the next day.
Well, we're not all perfect.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Because obviously lack of sleep, actually lack of sleep is actually gonna is it does make you it makes you feel terrible. It makes you want to eat, crap food. And
I'm biscuits now.
yeah, all day. So anyway.
Now,
I think we should have a whole episode. Let's have a whole episode to talk about sleep.
yeah, see, I read that what's a book about sleep?
Why We Sleep, Matthew Walker.
Exactly. That's it, yeah.
Amazing book. Honestly, life-changing book. If anyone wants to geek out about sleep, that is life-changing, that book. He does it on audio as well, and he's really easy to listen to.
Yeah, it's a very, very, very good book. And from that book, I did try start to increase my sleep a little bit, but I just, I me personally, I just couldn't. I couldn't go to sleep any earlier than what I was doing. But anyway, that's something I'm
Anyway,
working. That's
anyway,
something I'm working on myself.
anyway.
Let's get ready
So,
next week.
honestly, this is going to end up being really long. So let's get to the end. I think we've still got another couple to go,
Yeah,
but
no, we're doing well. We've only got 12 to.
they're like steps, really. So it's like, I mean, they're all really important, but they're kind of like steps. You wouldn't start at step three unless you'd gone through step one and two. So then we get to micronutrients and fiber, which these can probably actually come under food choices, couldn't they? Because they're
Yeah, and also personally, you could even put fiber within macronutrients.
Yeah.
Fibers, fiber, like it could be a lot of times what I do with people as well is protein and fiber. And then the other ones,
Yeah.
the other ones I say just mix up as you wish, but aim for around this. So, your micronutrients and fiber could, as you say, could come a bit further down the pyramid.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you've got things like supplements at the really top. So there's no point in taking supplements first if you haven't got all the other things in the tier kind of nailed down. So, a lot of people think they'll take this kind of greens powder, like you were saying, or this weight loss tea, and that will work. But unless they have any, knowledge about energy balance, or they have the right habits in place, then, they're not going to be able to sustain or maintain a healthy lifestyle, are they? Although, actually, I will say one supplement everyone should be taking is vitamin D. That's
Should we?
another whole topic as well.
It's a very, especially now it's coming into winter. Now the darkness is coming. People should be increasing that vitamin D. Let's clear up a little bit on supplements as well, because people are most of all going to be listening to this thinking, "Oh yeah, I can get my detox tea, my skinny tea, me whatever it is, whatever the other stuff is." Is like when you talk about supplements, if we're going to talk about supplements for health, obviously vitamin D is bang up there, and even a dose is potentially looking at increasing the dose a little bit. But there is only a couple of supplements we'd normally say about in there, Sarah, and within the group. There's only what, three or four supplements.
Yeah, but there even those are not essential supplements. If you didn't take them, then you're still, you're still doing fine. You're still able to lose weight or maintain weight or have health, have optimal health.
Yeah,
Apart
exactly.
from vitamin D, I do think that that is absolutely a no-brainer to be taking that as a supplement as well, because you can't get enough of it from, especially this time of year, from the sun or from food.
Yeah, exactly. And the rest can be made up with obviously with food choices. And then if not, you can just supplement a little bit of, omega threes, creatine, and creatine's more so for training. Obviously, to help with muscle, but there's a lot of research coming out now with cognitive function as people
Yeah,
age
that's
with.
quite, yeah, massive.
Well,
I forgot about omega-3s. Yes, of course. They're really, if you don't eat oily fish at least two or three times a week, then omega-3s definitely are one to have there.
yeah, and then also depending on how deep if you're in a deficit, how deep you're going, then potentially to look at. Ooh, I forgot what it was. A multivitamin.
Multivit, yeah. Well,
Uh-oh.
yeah, I mean, if you're on low calories and you aren't getting perhaps the same variety in your diet as you would normally, then definitely a multivitamin just covers all bases, really, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But you don't necessarily need that. If you have got variety in your diet, you're eating enough food, then, a multivitamin is probably not necessary.
No, exactly. So what, just to clear that up, we're not talking. When we say supplements, we're not talking fat burners. We're not talking detox tea. We're not
No.
talking whatever else.
Do you know all they are is those Botox teas are a load of fiber and laxatives. So the fiber, it's like a gel that makes your tummy feel full, and then laxatives that just make you go to the toilet. So
Just
you just
empty it.
lose a load of water. Yeah. Oh, it's just crazy
Oh,
stuff.
uh-oh. So, obviously, for remember on that point, supplements, we're only looking for health. Vitamin D, majority of people should be taking that, especially in the UK. Omega freeze, yep. Creatine, if you're training as well, but also as well if you're getting older, there's a lot of research within
Yeah, there
creatine and
is.
cognitive function now, and maybe ish, if not ish, a multivitamin. No detox teas, no skinny lattes, whatever they're called. No,
No.
whatever all the other supplements are. And what the main point about this pyramid is, get the bottom in check.
Yeah.
If you don't get the bottom in check, you don't get your habits in check, you don't get your lifestyle sorted, and you don't focus on energy balance, then it's not going to happen. And you've got to find that way, as Sarah mentioned at the beginning, you've got to find that way what is going to work for you long term. Yes, sometimes you may need to change, swap and change, but you don't want to be starting onto a diet going, I can't wait to eat normal foods again. Oh, I can't wait to do this again. Once I do this, because if you do go down that road, that is where you're potentially setting yourself up for a fail. Behavior change long term. If you do want to, as Sarah also mentioned at the beginning, is be like the person you want to be in the future.
Yeah.
So that's the most important thing, and then you wake up a little bit, and obviously then macronutrients, which one's the most important one, Sarah?
Protein.
Protein, 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 protein. Because that
Yeah.
obviously helps with muscle retention, hair, skin, nails, immunity, etc., etc. And then obviously going on to protein, sorry, carbohydrates and fats, all right, because of energy, they taste nice, hormones, etc. And then food choices, as we've said, is 80% good, 20% do as you like, because that's going to help
Yeah.
down top. Most important part of that as well is then activity. Stay active throughout the day. The more you move, the more you're going to burn, the healthier you're going to be. All right, remember, we haven't got a slow metabolism. Most people haven't got a slow metabolism. Your metabolism's not broken, and you aren't going into starvation mode. You're probably eating a bit too much. And then obviously moving off onto that, Sarah's favorite one. What is it, Sarah?
Sleep.
Sleep, obviously.
7 to 9 hours is what is recommended by the National Sleep Foundation. 7 to 9 hours every night, Rob. Seven to nine hours.
It was me thinking you were telling everybody else. I knew that was aimed at me. I'm sorry.
Aim to get 7 to 9 hours every night. That's, yeah.
I'll make sure I go to
Yeah.
bed extra early tonight. And then obviously,
Yeah.
what's the next one after that is micronutrients and fiber in it. This comes
And
through
supplements, yeah.
a varied diet, macronutrients and fiber, varied diet, loads of plants, etc., and a decent amount of fiber. And then going on to the top of the pyramid, this is where you've got your supplements, your detox teas, your oops, no, not your detox teas. Oh, uh-oh. Going on to your supplements, which more so we look at here is supplements. I'd say these for health, not for fat burning or anything like that. If you're looking for fat burning, just go for a walk. So as Sarah mentioned as well, the supplements. Do you want to go through those supplements, Sarah, or do you want me to name it, Sam?
Creatine, omega-3s, vitamin D, definitely. Like, that's major. And a much higher dose than what you'd get in a normal multivit. So higher than 400 IU. You can take up to 4,000 IU, especially at this time of year. So you have to get a separate one. That's really important. What did I say? Creatine?
Yeah,
Oh, we didn't mention whey protein as a supplement. I know it's not really, it's like a food, it's not really a supplement as such. It's kind of like a food source, but that can be useful to get a bit more protein in your diet if you're struggling. It's for
yeah.
just for convenience, that's all. And all it is, for everyone who kind of gets worried about what it is, it's just powdered milk. It's just from processing milk. It's a oh God, I can't think of what I'm going to say. Come on, Rob, help me out here.
Away,
It's just powdered milk, but yeah.
yeah, it's a byproduct of cheese as well, isn't
But that's the word I was after. It's the byproduct from making cheese. Yeah. So it's perfectly safe and perfectly
If little Miss
easy.
Muffet can sit on her tuffet eating it, I'm pretty sure that we can have it.
Exactly.
And that's the thing, you know, everyone goes, oh, I don't want to be having processed foods. Yet then go and drinking Prosecco, booze, chocolate.
Well, cheese and milk are processed, so you know you've got to put it into context. Of course, you've got ultra processed foods, but that's slightly different
Yeah, there's no,
and a very different topic.
yeah, there's no issue with protein powder. So if, as long as you haven't got no pre-existing kidney issues, you're fine with protein and increasing your protein intake as well. So, you know, and it's a very easy way for low calories is a protein shake. Bosh, straight after you trained and then it's done. Yeah, so obviously the supplements there are going to be then more so for health. And obviously what, and then throughout the main point, depending on what your goals are, is if you are looking to drop weight, you need to be focusing on the energy balance. All right, energy in versus energy out. There's no other way around this. It's not carbohydrates, it's not low fat, it's not your Slimming World diets, it's not this, it's not that. It's you have simply created an energy deficit. And you know, when the main point is to stay on it and focus on it and adhere to it and maintain it. Have you got any more points, Sarah?
No, I would just say keep it simple. Do that or do those things. Repeat it every day and just stay consistent.
So if you had a few points for people to take home from this, what we could do, what would you say?
Right, well, first of all, you've got to change your lifestyle and your habits if you're wanting to change your health. So that's the most important thing before you focus on anything else is, you know, look at your habits and your lifestyle first,
So
and
habit
then
number, yeah.
up the pyramid that we've just talked about.
Yeah, so habit building, deficit.
I mean, you've got to remember your diet's a way of life. You want to learn if you want to change your way of eating, you want to, you know, learn a way that allows you to live your life, and meaning you can eat your favorite foods, you can eat out with your friends. You can, you know, eat tasty foods, not feel restricted, and, you know, foods that make you feel good. That's
Gosh. Happy days. Happy?
I Yeah,
Yeah, it's good
right.
that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Right. So obviously that was an intro to the nutritional pyramid and the hierarchy of nutrition. So with that, remember, habits are the main point. Habits, build that lifestyle, focus on it. Get yourself into, depending on what your goal is, whether it's an energy deficit, maintenance, or an excess, and that comes down to energy balance. Focus on a higher protein intake and then mix up the other macronutrients as you would. Eat mostly nutrient-dense foods and then 20% as you like to help you stay on track. Get enough sleep, 7 to 9 hours every single night, and then focus on getting high plants, all right, so you get your fiber in, all right, and then you've got your supplements for your health. Do that and repeat it day in, day out, day in, day out, and you will get to your goal. Okay, so that's another banging, banging podcast just come out. Great effort there, Sarah. Cheers for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
It's mega. So what we'll do is we'll have a look over the next few weeks at breaking some of these down even deeper and getting more in depth into a few of them as well. All right, so if you do want any more information, have a look at our website, www.8weeklean.com, or go onto Facebook, Rob Taylor Fitness. But cheers for listening. Let us know in the comments how you found it, and I'll speak to you soon, Sarah.
All right, lovely.
Yeah?
Thanks.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye-bye.